This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Stepping away from the data now to another kind of labor story, the pandemic has highlighted how essential caregiving is to people's lives and to the economy. And yet, the people who do this work are often paid low wages and denied basic protections. The U.S. Department of Labor is trying to address some of these concerns for home-based healthcare workers. It's launched a new education, outreach, and enforcement initiative aimed at protecting workers' rights. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
There are more than 2 million home-based personal and healthcare workers assisting seniors and people with disabilities in the U.S. The vast majority of them are women, disproportionately women of color and immigrants, making an average of $13 an hour, according to Lul Tesfai with New America.
Nearly half of all home care workers live in a low-income household, and one of six workers lives below the federal poverty line.
They can be hired through state-run registries, private agencies, or often just informal networks, says Emil Dovtyan, an employment attorney in Los Angeles.
Very just commonplace for workers to get abused because they get paid by cash a lot of times.
Like most domestic workers, home care aides had historically been excluded from federal job protections like overtime pay under the Fair Labor Standards Act. But the Obama administration moved to include them in 2015. Actually, applying the law, though, can be challenging, says Caitlin Connolly with the National Employment Law Project.
Many times workers are going directly to people's homes and aren't, in fact, meeting at a central workplace, talking with other coworkers.
It's also not always clear who the employer responsible is when workers are hired by an individual but paid through an agency. That's why outreach efforts need to target both groups, says the Department of Labor's Jessica Luman.
We're doing an employer association-focused outreach. We are doing advocacy outreach for advocates who represent these types of workers.
Last year, the division recovered almost $40 million in back wages for healthcare workers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.